بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the spiritual heart, qalb. And if this qalb, this heart is not nourished properly, and if it is deprived of its correct nourishment and food, spiritual food, the heart will become dead. If the person feeds this heart with sins, ma'asiyat, with maladies, with diseases, the entire heart will become rotten. And the heart will become dead. So what is required of us is to make sure this heart remains alive. The heart must not become dead. Ulama and Mashayikh have given example of a mirror. So they liken the heart to a mirror. If you place the mirror outside and the sun's rays are shining on it, the mirror is thrown into a yard and the outside elements, it is facing the outside elements. Sometimes it's rain, wind, dirt, the sun. Over a period of time, if that mirror is not picked up, not wiped and cleansed, polished and brought back inside, then you will find the mirror will become rusty. Stains and marks will appear on that mirror. In a similar way, this heart, if it is not nourished properly, there is no zikrullah keeping the heart alive, there is no marifat of Allah, there is no love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not pumping the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, then the heart will become like the stained mirror. Just left one side, nobody bothers about it, people may trample over it, it is just thrown on one corner, care is not taken of it, eventually this mirror will crack into pieces. Like that, his heart will become engulfed with sins, it will become cracked, it won't have the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah, the ta'alluq, the ma'iyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi was walking the streets of Basra, and the people came to him. He was a great sheikh, great alim. He said, "Oh Ibrahim, how come our du'as are not being answered? We make du'a, and our du'as are not being answered. And we also have a similar question. We also have a similar concern. We're making dua all the time. Yet we find that our duas are not being answered outwardly. We feel like that." So he explained to them, it is as a result of your hearts becoming dead. Your hearts have become dead. Therefore, your duas are not being answered. And then he elaborated and he explained. And he said that, araftumullah, you recognize Allah is your creator, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know there is only one Allah, Allah has got no partners, and Allah is most powerful, Allah is the creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, everything is in his control, yet fala tu'addu haqqah, you don't fulfill the rights of Allah. You believe in Allah, but you're not fulfilling the rights of Allah. And you see, then, and you claim that you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. دعيتم أنكم تحبون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You claim that you love Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but you are not following his sunnah. You're not following his way of life. Look at your life compared to this way of life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. You see a stark difference. The manner in which he ate, the manner in which he spoke, the clothing he wore, his ibadat, the manner in which he dealt with people, his mu'amalat, mu'asharat, his conduct. His conduct, his behavior, his attitude, his akhlaq. And look at our lives. It is not following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how can your du'as be answered? Then he says, you believe and you know the shaitan is your enemy. Inna shaitana lakum aduhum mubin. Really, shaitan is your open enemy. We all see shaitan is our enemy. Shaitan is rejected. He's accursed. Yet we follow his footsteps. We don't oppose the way of shaitan. Instead of going against shaitan and not following his footsteps, we know he's our enemy, but we're following his footsteps. Then he says, you read the Quran, but you do not practice upon the Quran. And of course, in many cases, we don't understand the meaning of the Quran. So how are we going to know what is the injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we recite the Quran, but you're not making amal on the Quran. He says, you believe in Jannah, and you know Allah has prepared the most beautiful Jannah. But the action that you are doing is not taking you towards the Jannah. You're not doing the Jannati action. And then he said, you believe in Jahannam. You know Jahannam has been kindled. The fire of Jahannam has been kindled. It's prepared already. And you read about Jahannam. Yet you are doing those things and those deeds that will lead you to Jahannam. Instead of going towards Jannah, you're going towards Jahannam. Then Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi says, that you believe that maut is haqq. And you see every day people passing away. You attend janazah salah. You know maut is haqq. But you're not making any preparations for maut. No preparations for maut. He says then, you have buried so many people. So many janazahs. You attended and you buried so many people. But you have taken no ibrat, no lesson when you buried those deceased in the qabrs. You stood there by the qabrastan. At that time, perhaps you shed some tears and then it was over. But you don't take a lesson that tomorrow could be my turn. And I need to prepare for when I'm going to go all alone into the qabr. And then Ibrahim bin Azam rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, he says that you become so preoccupied in talking about and searching for the faults of people. اشتغلتم بعيوب الناس. وَنَسِيْتُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ But you have forgotten your own faults. Day and night, this one got that fault, he's got that shortcoming, she's got that deficiency, he's doing that, she's doing that. But we fail to look at our own faults and rectify our own faults. And the 10th point he said, that you eat the bounties of Allah, you enjoy the bounties of Allah, but you make no shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You don't make genuine shukr with the tongue, nor with the heart, no with your limbs. You're not fulfilling the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 10 points he mentioned, he says, because these are happening, our hearts have become dead. And because our hearts have become dead, our du'as have been unanswered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to practice and to ponder. To ponder over these simple things. We all believe in these things. But we forget. We don't prepare. We don't make a concerted effort. So as time goes away, that heart of ours is like that mirror that is thrown on one side, thrown away, and rust and is appearing on it. It's becoming corroded. It's becoming useless. Before that entire mirror cracks and that heart cracks and becomes very difficult to repair, let us make our heart alive with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment some dust settles of guna, we remove it immediately with istighfar, with tawbah, with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٍ Everything has a polish. We have furniture, and we find that there's a polish for the furniture. For the car, there's a polish for the car. When we're washing the car, shining the car. Everything has a polish. وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ The polish of the hearts is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful, so beneficial. This is the oil of the heart. And we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, properly, and of course making amal on all what was said, then we will find that our heart will become polished, and not only polished, it will become alive. Spiritually we will feel alive. We will feel the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the muhabbat of Allah. Then when we commit sin, we will feel the pain, we will feel nadamat, we will feel regret. We'll feel that we have displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately we'll resort to tawbah and istighfar and make amends. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us to fiqh hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa sayyidina La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله make us your true ذاكرين شاكرين عاشقين my Allah يا الله let our tongue be moistened in your ذكر my Allah let our hearts become alive my Allah don't make our hearts become dead my Allah اے مالك كريم يا الله you're most forgiving most merciful Forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum zaeef hai, hum kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we commit sins every single day of our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many dhunub and ma'asi on our heads, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many sins like mountains, they are so heavy on us, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. But you are so forgiving, so merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that courage, my Allah. Not to disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, we go into an abyss of sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, few minutes of enjoyment we get, my Allah. But there is regret and nadamat, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have taqwa. You grant us that taqwa, my Allah. We want to become muttaqeen. We want to obey you, my Allah. Allah, we want to gain your pleasure, my Allah. We don't want to disobey you, my Allah. We don't want you to become naraz with us, my Allah. Allah, but we are so weak, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. If you don't help us, my Allah. If you don't guide us, my Allah. Then, Ya Allah, we will fall into sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you because you are most forgiving, you are most merciful. You have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabakat ala ghadabi. Verily, my mercy supersedes my anger. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Give us afiyat in this world and the akhirat. Salamati, hifazat. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our deen, protect our lives, our properties, our families, our children, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, give us salamati in our lives. Hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, make us enjoy begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our sujood in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our ibadat, our tilawat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Because use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, don't make us become muhtaj on any makhluk of yours, my Allah. Ya antal ghani wa nahnu al fuqara'u ilayk. Ya Allah, we're tapping at your door, my Allah. Whoever is pareshan hal, Ya Allah, remove his pareshani.
Whoever has got some difficulty, some distress, some problem, remove his distress and problem, my Allah. All solutions lies in your control, my Allah. Allah, you have got the treasures of solutions, my Allah. Allah, you provide the correct solutions, my Allah. That person has got no job, my Allah. You give him a job, my Allah. So he can have halal rozi, my Allah. Allah, he can fend for his family, my Allah. Allah, that person is going through financial difficulties, my Allah. Remove him from his qaraz, my Allah. From his debts, my Allah. Allah, that person has got a domestic problem, my Allah. Allah, remove that problem, my Allah. Whoever has got a psychological problem, my Allah. Allah, remove that problem, my Allah. Allah, we have got fear in our hearts. Remove that fear. Allah, make us have aman in our hearts, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. So many people are sick, my Allah. So many in hospitals, my Allah. So many at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. You are a shafi, my Allah. Allahumma shfina. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman. Ya Allah, make us live with iman. Raise us the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our maut come to us in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Grant us burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah. The holy water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah, in the company of our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah, guide us, my Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Spirit, say Allah, send your winds of mercy upon the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. On this Mubarak night of Jummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the eve of Jumu'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is in every person's heart, my Allah. You know what our hajat and needs are, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, Mufarrij al-ham, Mujib da'wat al-Muttarreen idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah, رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك. Allah, all those requested duas, my Allah, answer the jais muraz, my Allah. Allah, hazirin ghaibin sab ki dua qabool farma. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolest of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين my Allah. Allah, all good works of deen, work of da'wah and tabligh, accept it, my Allah. Grant us sincerity in ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. The efforts of mashayikh in the khankas, ya Allah. In the madaris, makatib, darul ulum, hifz classes, my Allah. Different organizations, my Allah. Individuals who are doing the work of deen, my Allah. In whatever way, my Allah. Allah, you grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna ya Mawlana. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.